O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they ask you about Zulkarnain. Say, I will recite to you some of his story. Indeed, we established his power in the land and we gave him all kinds of ways and means. So one time he followed a certain expedition towards the west and he marched on till he reached the end of the land and the start of an ocean where the sun was setting. He noted that it was setting in a murky spring and near it he found a people. We said, O Zulkarnain, you have the option to either punish them or to show them kindness. He said, anyone who will do wrong shall be punished. Then will he return to his Rabb and be sternly punished by him. As for him who believes and does good deeds, he will have a good reward and will be assigned an easy task by our command. Then he set out another expedition towards the east and marched on, till he came to the rising of the sun. He noted it rising in on a people from whom we had not provided any shelter. He left them as they were. We had full knowledge what priority was before him. Then he set out on another expedition and marched on till he reached between two mountains where he found a people who could hardly understand his language. They requested, O Zulkarnain, people of Gog and Magog, ravage this land. Should we pay you tribute in order for you to rebuild a wall barrier between us and them? Zulkarnain said, that which my Rabb has granted me is more than enough. Just help me with workers, and I will erect a fortified barrier between you and them. Bring me panels of iron. Finally, when he dammed up the space between the two mountains, he said, ply your bellows. They did so until the iron wall became red hot. Then he said, bring me some molten brass to pour over it. This became such a barrier that Gog and Magog could not scale it or dig through it. He said, this is a blessing from my Rabb, but you should know that when the promise of Allah shall come to pass, he will level it to the ground, for that promise of my Rabb is ever true. On that day we shall let the people loose, to surge like waves on one another. The trumpet will be blown, and we shall assemble the mankind all together. We shall spread hell out on display before the unbelievers, who had turned a blind eye to my admonition and a deaf ear to my warning.